From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Our colleagues at NPR Music pose this question. It's not rare to hear people discuss the great American novel or the great American film, so what about the Great American Symphony? That's a question they plan to address online all summer. And one person they asked is conductor Joanne Folletta, who wrote an online essay called Engaging American Symphonies. And Joanne Folletta joins us from Interlochen, Michigan, to talk about this. Hi.
Hi.
Well, you acknowledge several contenders for the title of Great American Symphony. If you could just cite two interesting ones, not necessarily your number one and number two, what would they be? Give us one first.
Well, a piece that I have always loved, and I think it definitely is a contender, is Samuel Barber's Symphony No. 1 in one movement. So that already is a bit unusual, but Barber does have the requisite four sections in there, and they're all very strong and very great contrasts and very different. And it's a fantastic piece of music on any terms.
Is it widely played? Is it played enough by American orchestras?
Not at all. And I always wonder why it's not, because it has everything. It has virtuosity. It has drama, as we hear at the beginning. It has a fantastic melody, one of the greatest melodies for oboe ever written. All of the kind of contrasting areas that one gets in a symphony are in there, and it's compressed because it's in one movement. So to me, that's even more powerful, because each movement is shorter and more sort of boiled down to the essence of what it is. And as a result, the piece is very strong when you listen to it and when you perform it.
Okay, Barber number one. Give us another serious contender for the mythical title of Great American Symphony.
Well, one that doesn't bear the title of symphony, but one that I think is easily in that list, is by Duke Ellington, Edward Kennedy Ellington, his Black, Brown, and Beige. He's considering the position of the African-American in our country from the time of slavery up until the current time, or his time in any case. Music of great power that's totally American, contrasting to the Barber, you know, that has its roots definitely in the European tradition. The orchestra may be somewhat European, but this is a truly American classic.
Tell me, you're a music director of two American orchestras, one in Virginia, one in Buffalo, as well as an orchestra in Northern Ireland. When you tell symphony boards that you want to play a relatively unknown American symphonic work, do you hear, right on, let's go for it, or go sell the tickets yourself if you think you can, or why knock out the Beethoven when we know that people want to hear that?
You know, I think I'm very lucky, because in the situations in which I work, I think the communities have come to trust the orchestra and trust the discoveries that they've had in our programming, especially in Buffalo, where we have a tradition of wild new music. The community's been more open. And in fact, I think it sells tickets. I really do, because I think that sometimes we make the mistake of thinking if we do the program pieces that are the top 10, people will come in. Sometimes that's really not the solution to enticing audiences into the hall.
You know, Joanne, I grew up in Lower Manhattan, about three blocks from where Antonin Dvorak composed his Ninth Symphony, From the New World. count him as a visitor and somebody who spent a few years and who got America and got American music into a symphony? And if you expand the definition a little bit, you could have a winner by a length.
That's right. In fact, the music people from NPR have said maybe in the end we will decide that that is the quintessential American symphony, written as a gift to our country by a non-American, but certainly by a great human being who truly embraced our country's culture and wrote as a tribute to that culture. Very beautiful to think that Dvorak was thinking of the Native Americans when he was writing this, and African Americans as well, and incorporated that into this symphony long before any American composers had thought to do that.
And he did so on First Avenue and 17th Street.
That's right.
You know, a lot of Americans who could rattle off several competing novels for a great American novel, which they actually read in high school or college, and who could argue about what the best American movie is, would be absolutely stumped to name a true American symphony. Which raises the question: should we just concede the match here and say, you know, this is a European art form, and it was mature by the time Americans started writing music for orchestra? Anyway, we do lots of other wonderful music. The Great American Symphony is like, as someone once said in another context, the tallest skyscraper in Topeka, Kansas.
Well, it really depends on how narrowly we define what a symphony is. I mean, I think many American composers want to write symphonies and would not want to give up the idea of writing an American symphony. So that I hate to think that we just have to give up and we're not in the running for that. But I do think that since the style of writing symphonies has so expanded and so varied now in such a creative way, that if we're going to think truly about great American symphonies, we have to expand what we might include in that category.
As NPR Music launches its summer search for the Great American Symphony, cast your vote in public right now.
Well, and then I would have to say I cast my vote for a piece that I absolutely have adored for most of my life, and that is the Barber First Symphony. I'm going back to that because it's a piece that I could perform every season and never grow tired of.
Joanne Folletta, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Joanne Folletta, who is music director and conducts the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra and the Virginia Symphony, is also principal conductor of the Ulster Orchestra, and she was talking with us about the search for the Great American Symphony. You can read Joanne Folletta's essay on the search for the Great American Symphony, hear more music, and join in the summer-long discussion of that topic at our website, nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.